A vlog, the way in which I describe it is like a video blog. So blogging would stereotypically be like writing. I film myself and I record myself with my thoughts. I'm not really into like writing too much, and like, yeah, I don't really feel like a blog would be my kind of thing. I'm more into creating videos, and I always have been. Like, I've always made stupid little videos with friends of me like skateboarding in the park or messing about jumping in like swimming pool and stuff like that. So videos just seem more like me. I just tried it out.
And because you do it in your bedroom, how do you deal with being personable but having that barrier so that you don't want to show too much of yourself, you don't want to show your insecurities?
I mean, 2 years ago I started daily vlogging, so I film every day of my life and it goes up the next day, which kind of got rid of every single barrier ever, and I just film everything. I'm just like, to the point now, I'm like, the more my audience know, the more I enjoy it, which is dangerous because obviously then they're not really criticizing like my work anymore. They're not criticizing like, oh, I didn't like this part of your video. They're criticising my life if they do criticise something, because it's fully me, it's everything is out there. But I love it because it means that when I get to meet the people that watch my videos, they know everything about me. It's like meeting a friend.
Have you ever said anything that you're a bit like, oh my god, I can't believe I've just said that, and now everyone knows, not you've got a massive fan base?
I've never really done anything like that. Like, there's a lot of things that I've done that are like taking like a picture or something, and you can see in the mirror behind me I'm in my boxers or something, and I'm like, oh, I didn't realise you can see in the mirror behind me. But I just share anything. I don't really mind too much. I just treat it like everyone who's watching is a friend.
So how did you build up that fan base? How did you build up those friends? Because everyone goes on YouTube, everyone posts videos. How did you manage to start actually getting those proper hits in?
I started nearly like 6-7 years ago. So I've been doing it for a long time now. And it's just been a super gradual thing. Like, I remember hitting 10 subscribers and being like, this is crazy, hitting 100 subscribers. And I was like, this blows my mind that 100 people want to watch my videos. Like, why do they want to do that? And then it's just really gradually over the years just grown and grown. And I kind of just don't really think about it because it scares me.
But obviously it has grown and grown. And we've now got other vloggers who've kind of come in. People like Dan and Phil and people. Is there any rivalry? Is there any jealousy? Is there any times you've gone, I wish I'd done that idea. I wish I could do that. I wish I had their fan base rather than my own.
There's definitely not any rivalry. Like, everyone in YouTube is purely there to like help each other out. We do the like collaborate and make videos together, and I'll say, oh, go check out my friend's videos and go subscribe to them. And they'll say, go subscribe to Alfie, go check out all of his stuff as well. Obviously, YouTubers do like a lot of similar videos to each other. Like, they get inspiration from each other's stuff. So sometimes like, my friend Marcus could do a video and I'd be like, that was so funny, I want to try and attempt to do the same thing as you. And I'll try and have a go at what he's just tried in his video.
So let's talk about your book, The Scrapbook of My Life. I think this is one of my favourite books I've ever read, purely because of the way you've written it. You haven't written it in that normal, conventional, boring...
Well, like I just said, I'm not really into like writing. Like, my first two books barely had any words in them. It's more just kind of in the style of what my videos are, a lot of like just challenges, messing about, having fun, filling out things about your life and finding out who you are, and yeah, stuff like that. So when I had the idea of doing something more set to do with my life, I didn't want to do a biography. I wasn't up for like the stereotypical like, I'm 22, like, I can't write a biography yet. But because I film every day of my life and everybody sees what I'm doing for the last 2 years and forward, I wanted to give everybody a slice of what I've done before YouTube and be able to see how I got to where I am, or how I got to where I started when I started making videos.
So were there any books that you kind of read, or authors that you read, where you're like, I like what they've done, but I don't like it because it's boring and therefore I want to play around a bit? Because you have got ways you've written, the ways you've written, you've got, you know, messy handwriting, you've crossed words out.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't write close to each other words, so they kind of, your sentences kind of go over each other.
Yeah. With this, when I'm creating stuff myself, I just try and think, whatever, the more fun I have making it, hopefully the more fun my audience are going to have when they receive it or when they watch it. Because I'm so open with my audience, they really know me. And if I was to write like a really well written, and I got somebody to help me do it and check all the spelling and do everything, it just wouldn't have been me. Like, this is how I speak. Like, the words written, I wrote every single word. How it's written in here, like, the words, is how it'd come out my mouth. So some of the sentences probably would, like, somebody would probably read it and be like, that doesn't make, like, grammatical sense. I'd be like, no, but that's how I would say it. This is how I would write. That is my scrapbook of my life, like.
And you've also made it not just about you, but about your fans as well. So everyone who reads it, there's space for them to write, for example, what my favourite holiday has been, so they can be part of it as well, and they can put their own photos as well. Why do you think it's important to get your fan base involved when it's all about you? You know, we're talking about the scrapbook of my life. That's you, Alfie Davis. Why is it important that we're getting your fans to actually do their own scrapbooks as well in there?
Well, I think with the videos that I make online, so much of it is made and created due to the feedback that I get from my audience. Like, if my audience are, I really don't like when you do this, then I'll like consider taking that part out of videos or doing less or doing more of what they like. And I just thought, if I'm talking about my life, I want them to be able to fill in their life as well and really get involved with the book, keep it, and then in 10, 20 years, they're going to be able to not only look back and be like, oh, I used to follow that Alfie person, I remember, but also look back on their own lives and be like, oh my gosh, I remember this memory that I might not have remembered or might not have ever thought about until they filled out that and just...
So, I mean, this book, obviously you've been in control of the book, you know, you've written it, you've had a say in how it comes around. Your videos as well, you know, you've controlled the lighting, the camera, everything, the scenery, the picture. Does this make you quite a controlling person then in other situations then, if you're being controlling? Because your main things you're doing are controlling.
Yeah, it's all me. I would like to say no, because it would make me seem like a really not, like a nicer person. But I guess I'm so used to, yeah, everything. Unfortunately, everything that I do work-wise, I am in control of, like, and I just wouldn't ever want to put something out there. I guess it's because I've got such a big audience now, I wouldn't want something to go out that doesn't fully represent me. Like, even, like, the front cover of the book, this guy here that designed it with me, does all of like my merchandise and stuff like that. Like this, like the designer, I said to my publishers, I was like, cool, I'm gonna bring my own designer board. This is what I want. I want it to look completely like a notebook, and I'm gonna bring my designer to do the text.
Your book takes you through your whole life. If you could go back to when you were 10 years old, what would you say to yourself now?
Oh my gosh. Probably just not to worry about things. Like, when you're at school and you're at college, the things that you worry about, like, oh no, I fancy the same person as my best friend, like this is the end of the world and stuff like this, like, just don't worry. The issues that you're worrying about when you're younger seem big in the moment, they're really not. They're not at all. Just take everything as it comes and just have fun, and I'm just glad I just had such a fun childhood.
Paul's asked me a couple of questions to ask you, so let's do a quick fire session now. If you could be a cartoon character, who would it be and why?
If I could be a cartoon character, maybe Bart Simpson. He's pretty cool. I love The Simpsons. Although my girlfriend doesn't like The Simpsons too much. So I don't know how she would like it. Probably Bart Simpson.
Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
Wow. Werewolf.
Because?
Because they can run fast.
Okay, if you could date one celebrity, who would it be?
If I could date one celebrity. If I could date one celebrity, my girlfriend's going to kill me.
But you're going to say it?
Probably Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Why would you date Taylor Swift? What's about her?
I think she just seems fun. She seems cool. Like, she's done videos on YouTube and stuff, just like wrapping up presents, giving back to her fans, and just, she seems really down to earth.
Right, Alfie Days, your book, The Scrapbook of My Life, is out today. Thank you.
Of course, thanks.